I'm Luke Griffin, and you're listening to Bushwick Podcast, local stories for a strong community here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We partner with organizations throughout the neighborhood to share their remarkable journeys and break down the important issues facing Bushwick today. This week, we're going to introduce you to one of Bushwick's most radical new businesses. It's called Mil Mundos Books, and the team behind it has ambitions to create a space that not only sells books, but celebrates culture, heritage, and personal empowerment, particularly for Bushwick's Latinx and Black communities. We stop by to learn more about Mil Mundos' mission and hear how things are going as the team prepares for the business's grand opening this Friday, March 15th.
You're going to have, you know, drip coffee and pour overs, and, you know, we have the mocha pod, and we have all these different things. And yes, we're going to have cafecito, but, like, you know, espresso machine is $10,000. Like, ain't nobody got $10,000 over here, so, and not for, like, the coffee machine. So, yes. You know, like, we need windows on this place. So, like,
this is the first in a two-part series surrounding Mil Mundos' launch in the community. It's March 14th, 2019, and this episode is called Mil Mundos Part 1. The driving factor behind so much of the change in Bushwick is growth. The stores are growing busier, and the buildings are growing taller, and the population is growing much, much larger. Since 2000, it's increased by more than an estimated 30,000 residents, and for the foreseeable future, it's expected to continue growing. Much of the narrative around Bushwick these days focuses on these newcomers, who are generally wealthier and whiter than Bushwick's more long-standing residents. Newcomers may dominate the discourse around the neighborhood, but they represent a significant minority here. According to the city's most recent numbers, less than 15% of Bushwick identifies as white, while more than 60% identifies as Hispanic, and more than 18% identifies as Black. For decades, Bushwick has cultivated a rich and diverse melting pot of Latinx and Black communities, with roots ranging from Puerto Rico to Mexico to the Dominican Republic. It follows, though you might be surprised to learn, that Spanish, and not English, is the dominant language in Bushwick. Between people who speak only Spanish and people who are bilingual with another language, over 70,000 people, or more than half the neighborhood, speak Spanish. To put it plainly, more Spanish is spoken in Bushwick than English. Despite this, few of the services in Bushwick cater to Spanish speakers. You can go just about anywhere in the neighborhood if you only speak English, but if you only speak Spanish, outside of a few organizations, where can you go, and how can you feel a part of the broader Bushwick community? Maria Heron and Maritza Rios, two of the team members behind Mil Mundos, have been pondering these questions for some time.
My name is Maritza Rios. I'm a non-binary Chicanx from California. I'm working here with Mil Mundos as an office manager, but that's more of just like the main titles. We're going to be doing everything from, you know, cleaning bathrooms to front-facing work.
My name is Maria Heron, and I guess I'm the owner of Mil Mundos. Yeah.
We sat down with Maria and Maritza to learn more about why their bookstore is one of the most urgent new businesses in Bushwick today.
We got a new store on the block. We got a new store on the block. Coffee shop and read books.
When we meet, Mil Mundos is still very much a work in progress. People in paint-spattered clothes are putting the final touches of primer on the stucco exterior, and contractors are milling about with tools and supplies, slowly transforming an unfinished box into a warm and welcoming storefront. Inside, piles of laminate sheeting sit next to sawhorses on the newly poured cement floor, and it's all a long way from where it'll be when it opens on March 15th. Even in this unfinished state, Mil Mundos represents something unique and exciting for Bushwick. For starters, it's a new bookstore here, at a time when you can count the others in the neighborhood on just a few fingers. Even more unique is where the shop is located, at the corner of Irving Avenue and Linden Street, just off the Myrtle Wyckoff subway stop in one of the most densely Latinx parts of Bushwick.
Yeah, we're close to the Myrtle Wyckoff stop. It's a great neighborhood where a lot of different Latin heritages intersect, so we have really great Mexican shops, and we have a lot of El Salvadorians, we have a lot of Dominicans, Puerto Ricans.
It's an area that, for many years, has been something of a book desert. But beyond what it is and where it's located, Mil Mundos is uniquely exciting for what it sells. Other stores in Bushwick might offer books, coffees, and pastries. Mil Mundos has these as well, but it also has libros, cafecitos, and pastelitos. In every aspect, Mil Mundos is a fundamentally bilingual experience, a store where the books and the service are co-equally Spanish and English, with a particular focus on Latinx and Black communities. It's a deliberate response to the experience that, in New York City, shopping for books as a person of color or a Spanish speaker can be, as Maria and Maritza describe it, othering.
Often, like when you go into a bookstore, the experience of shopping in a Spanish language or even buying Spanish language titles, even if you are an English speaker doing the actual shopping in English but buying Spanish language titles, you have the bookstore and then you have like the bookstore's other languages. And there's an othering, of course, in that approach. And so even just like going to the cafe portion, like do people at the cafe, you know, speak Spanish? Do they know not to put a certain milk in your coffee? Do they know, you know, who is it a deliberate act of theirs to make sure that there is that access behind the counter? And that is not a clear, that's not communicated very clearly.
Mil Mundos is striving to extend access to the huge communities of color and Spanish speakers that seem to be ignored by much of the new business development here in Bushwick.
I think often private businesses come in planning on their business depending on newcomers coming in. They bring their business close to where new buildings are being built. This is where they see a market, you know? And there are people all around them, and there's community all around them, but they don't see it as that.
Even as Mil Mundos has yet to open, Maria and Maritza are already seeing an encouraging response from their neighbors.
Just right now while we were painting and everyone's walking by and being like, ¿Qué se va a hacer? What's it gonna be, you know? Just like the neighborhood guy right here announcing like coffee bookstore. I like that feeling. I feel like that's how we're going to succeed in our goal to make it a community space of just engaging with conversations with people outside as, you know, we're opening up. When I went around to get like a drink at the grocery store, just talking to them, it was like talking to like cousins and uncles and just being like, yeah, we're gonna open this bookstore, come hang out, you know, you don't have to buy anything, there's gonna be bilingual books. There's just a really big sense of community in terms of communicating about the store, communicating our vision, and actually being here and building it out.
Ultimately, this sense of community is the spirit driving Mil Mundos. And for Maria and Maritza, that spirit extends far beyond just selling books. Mil Mundos' launch announcement describes the store as, quote, a sustainable space for visitors to find empowerment through literature, workshops, events, and various services. This is a space in which two people can talk excitedly in any language without being told to keep the volume down. This is a space in which culture is celebrated and held close, end quote. The key word there is space. It's this idea that the physical space can be a home for exploration and celebration and dialogue that gives Mil Mundos its name, which means thousand worlds in English.
And even in the way that we came upon the name of the space, you know, there are a thousand worlds out there that we don't know yet. And we want to remind ourselves and other people that we don't have to be in any rush to find all of them, but also that they are there and we can go explore, you know, and that our daily realities and our daily narratives don't have to be the ones that we are resigned to. We can explore these thousand worlds together.
In this way, Bushwick is the perfect spiritual home for Mil Mundos, a neighborhood that feels welcoming and multicultural, yet distinctly Latin.
I've lived here for 5 years. I've lived here before that, off Cypress and like parts of Ridgewood, just a little bit into Ridgewood. Also growing up, like I grew up in Westchester. I went to part of high school in the Upper West Side. That was admittedly from a place of privilege that I had access to that, and I am forever grateful for that. But the areas that felt most like home to me as a Latina were when I would go over my cousin's house in Flushing. That is what felt like home, you know. We had like a lawn in their house, and you know, there was music on the street, and we just had a good time, you know, and it didn't feel so not ours. We didn't feel so dispossessed. When I moved to Bushwick, as soon as I got off the train to look at the spot, I felt like a little bit like being back in Flushing, like 30 years ago, you know, 25 years ago. And
even just walking on the street, feeling seen by people, like other people saying hello, you know, you don't really get that in other parts of New York. It just really felt like, it just felt like a whole new world. I wasn't even super aware of I wasn't super worried about my body language, if I looked proper or, you know, how I was being read. I just felt like, oh yeah, I can be myself. There's a good mix of people here. There's a lot of POC. And it felt, yeah, I agree with Maria that it felt like home. And then being here in this specific neighborhood, people are just always wanting to have a conversation. It doesn't even feel invasive.
Mil Mundos and other spaces like it are made all the more urgent because for many people of color, gentrification and the rise of culturally irrelevant businesses are making the neighborhood feel less like a home. It's harder than ever for people to buy real estate here, and the importance of shared physical spaces to feeling safe and welcome can't be overstated.
We're so disenfranchised from real estate. It seems so inaccessible, so beyond us. I don't know anyone my age talking about, oh, I want to buy a house in New York. No, you leave New York if you want to buy a house, and you have to have a partner, and you have to both be employed. And so, the idea of digging your claws in the ground and being like, no, we want to make space. Like, we need the space. Like, this is our culture. Our culture's huge, and it just can't be like so chopped up wherever the space exists until it gets bought out by somebody who's more deliberate and signs the lease for 10 years. And it's like, well, I have the money and you don't. That's got to stop. That stops now. That stops right now.
The reality today is that Mil Mundos has this space on a 5-year lease, and Maria sees that as a call to action.
A surprising number of people have been asking me, like, what are you going to do after 5 years? Are you just going to, like, shut down your business? I'm like, no. I mean, but it's not really about that, because it's more, I think the focus is more in the other direction. Like, can you re-galvanize a community? Can you re-stitch and re-galvanize a community in 5 years?
Mil Mundos is partly inspired by Maria's time spent in Montreal, the largest city in Canada's Quebec province, and as the second largest French-speaking city in the world, a beacon of bilingualism.
Being in Montreal, if you speak French and you don't speak any English, nobody gives that a second thought, and you are entitled to every service Montreal and Quebec province has to offer. And nobody thinks twice about that. Nobody questions your heritage. Nobody questions whether or not you deserve this or that, you know, like, these are not things that ever come up, and it is always expected that you have access to every customer-facing service in French. And here, if you only speak Spanish and you don't speak any English, the experience is completely different. And we want to remove that hierarchy. We want to suggest an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
We want to suggest a more even footing, especially in a neighborhood where that is the dominant language.
This is a radical departure from the United States, where even in neighborhoods like Bushwick, where Spanish is the dominant language, Spanish speakers can find their own communities inaccessible.
Even a library, you know, it's a state-funded institution, and there are people behind the counter that don't speak the predominant language or even the secondary language of the neighborhood, when there are tens of thousands of people that speak that language. And we want to be a new business that takes responsibility for all of those factors. And in doing so, we want to create an aesthetic that shifts from alienating to aspirational. We want to re-galvanize people into expecting more from those that come into their neighborhood and expecting more of their quality of life.
In this way, Maria and Maritza believe that Mil Mundos can be not just important, but transformative to Bushwick.
I think that coming into Mil Mundos can be a transformative experience for a lot of the people here. I think it can also change how they interact with other businesses. Like when they go into a coffee shop that maybe they previously felt, oh, that's too nice, maybe it's not for me. You know, to go in there, like, yes, you can go in there and you can order a coffee. And, you know, if your English isn't that great and somebody starts some shit with you, like, that's not okay. And you're allowed to be upset about that, you know? And you're entitled to service at a place that sells customer service, and you're entitled mm-hmm. to warmth you're entitled to investment right. in the businesses that serve you and your community. If you live in a community and none of the businesses in your community serve you, then probably you feel like it's not your community anymore.
If the team is successful at providing that transformative experience, Mil Mundos's footprint will extend far beyond the walls of the store.
I mean, it's like going to be an extension of someone's home, right? Even when you move from one state to another, you feel often secure when you have your like family back home, right? Like this, if different communities had a space like this, I feel like, yeah, inside the space, people are going to feel empowered and safe. But even walking out and going into the next space, they're going to be like, hey, you know what? Mil Mundos has my back. The people at Mil Mundos have my back. And I think just personally knowing that you have a community like that, that's basically family, that's a space where you can engage in safe discussions, where you feel physically safe. And like HVAC, even warmth, if you want to get real. Like you feel a lot more confident walking around the street. You feel a lot more confident walking up to the counter and asking the white person, can I buy this? You know, you feel a lot more confident going into your next interview knowing that you have these communities like behind you. You know, you are these communities. So I think that spaces like this are very important. And I want to encourage other people to, you know, open spaces like this. I wish it wasn't that hard in terms of all the technicalities, but...
For as big as Mil Mundos' potential may be, as the team prepares for the grand opening tomorrow, those technicalities that Maritza mentioned loom even larger. It's important to note that for as ambitious as the mission behind Mil Mundos is, Maria is a first-time business owner. And while regalvanizing Bushwick's most dispossessed communities is a staggering challenge, Mil Mundos' most urgent challenges are those of getting off the ground in the first place.
We built a business plan, which takes a long time if you're doing it yourself. A lot of market research, a lot of math. You have to project revenue. You have to factor in your payroll. And these are all things that maybe people listening who own a business maybe take for granted now, but these are very real things that cost the business a lot of money, especially in New York.
As with many small businesses, securing early financing for Mil Mundos has been an arduous process, one that's been significantly complicated by the government shutdown earlier this year, which has left some of Mil Mundos' loans in limbo.
We're not loaded people. Like, we, you know, like we staked our personal credit on these loans that half of them didn't even come through because of the government shutdown. And, you know, we're really putting our all into this project. I personally have been saving up for a year and a half of my personal salary to create an initial investment. And it is so hard. It is virtually impossible if you are a sole member, business owner, LLC, or whatever you do. It is virtually impossible to start a business and get a loan if you do not have a significant personal liquid investment in that. I have been watching my credit like a hawk for years, and even doing everything right, doing all the homework right, doing everything that everyone says somebody who is financially smart should do, it is so hard to get a loan. And it is really a lot of work to try and be really strategic about how your initial spending goes. I mean, it's one of the reasons we don't have an espresso machine to start. I mean, we are going to have, you know, drip coffee and pour overs, and, you know, we have the mocha pod and we have all these different things. And yes, we're going to have cafecito, but like, you know, espresso machine is $10,000. Like, ain't nobody got $10,000 over here. So, or not for, like, the coffee machine. So, yes. You know, like, we need windows on this place. And so, you know, this, I think just looking at, and when we were looking at different spaces, you know, also that we had to factor that is, like, even if we really liked another space, what is the initial investment on the real estate? You know, forget the initial purchases for inventory and furnishing the place, you know. So the loans have had a huge impact, and we've been really scraping everything we can together to make it possible without sacrificing on the integrity of the final project.
But in the spirit of Mil Mundo's mission, the team has been able to call on some help from their communities.
So we're putting the floors in this week. We're painting the interiors this week. We have comrades coming in to help us build our bar, people who are more fluent in carpentry coming in to help us with that. But we've just had so much support from so many different directions. And it's been critical and crucial to have that, especially with one of our primary loans never coming back to us.
As the paint dries and the floorboards set and the shelves are hung and books are placed upon them, the Mil Mundo's team is racing towards tomorrow's grand opening. And of course, everyone's invited.
Basically, just come by, like, tag yourself here, say you're here, tell your friends, bring a friend, come grab a snack, take up some space, browse our books, get a feel of what it, you know, it's going to feel like. If you have any title suggestions,
yeah, definitely
shoot them over. Yeah. info@milmundosbooks.com.
We want the goals that we have here at Mil Mundos to become normalized, regular conversation. So come talk to us. And I don't know.
Have a coffee.
Have a pastelito. Guava's amazing.
Mil Mundo's grand opening will be tomorrow, Friday, March 15th. The shop will be open midday with a public launch party starting around 6 p.m. The address again is 308 Irving Avenue, just off the corner of Irving and Linden. You can learn more by following Mil Mundo's on Instagram at Mil Mundo's NYC.
Mil Mundo's NYC.
Mil Mundo's NYC.
Mil Mundo's NYC.
And on their website, milmundosbooks.com. That's MILMUNDOS books.com. We'll be there at the launch party, and I hope to see you there as well. As always, thanks for listening this week. If you enjoy Bushwick Podcast, please do us a favor and tell a friend, or leave us a review on iTunes. If you have questions, comments, or want to get involved with Bushwick Podcast, send us an email to hello@hearbushwick.com. That's HEARBushwick.com. Or DM us on our Instagram page @BushwickPodcast. We'll be back next week with part two of our series surrounding Mil Mundo's grand opening. If you're able to join us for the grand opening party, you just might make it onto the episode. But whether you're joining us in person or tuning in from afar, I look forward to seeing you then.